Claire Gagne of Today's Parent reports that, on average, in 2017, children up to 8 spend 2 hours and 19 minutes on screens a day, 48 minutes of that on mobile devices like tablets and smartphones. That's 3 times what children spent on mobile devices in 2013, and way more than the 5 minutes a day kids spent on mobile devices in 2011. She continues, almost all, that is 98% of children, live in a house with at least one mobile device, according to a survey by the nonprofit Common Sense Media, and 45% of children under 8 have one of their own devices. And in case your child has been begging for one, you may be interested to know that among children ages 5 to 8, 59% in 2017 had their own tablet, 9% their own iPod Touch or similar device, and 7% their own smartphone. That from Today's Parent, October 19th, 2017. Rand Whipple of Box of Light, a digital arts center, spends much of his time around screens and young people.
We look at screen time as food. We go, okay, you're not going to not eat because Twinkies are bad for you, but you want to give appropriate, you want to give the best food possible in proper quantities. We think of screen time like that. We want kids with devices not to be passive. Don't want them to be simply there digesting what others have done. We want the time they have on the screen, the right amount of time, to be healthy time. That means they are creating works, they are learning what media is, and they're connected.
Rand Whipple, founding director of Box of Light in Bloomsburg, speaking about a healthy diet of all things digital. Box of Light and VIA Public Media are coming together once again to host film creation festivals for young people. The Box of Light motto, Arts, Education, Exploration, resonates very well with VIA's mission. Kirsten Smith-Doyle is Grants and Education Officer, and she explains.
The Educational Film Festival is actually a really important way to involve kids in exploring different concepts and curriculum in a unique way. So they will be able to create stop animation videos that illustrate curriculum concepts. And it's an innovative way to teach and for the students to learn as well.
And it's appropriate for a public television station to encourage young people not just to watch the wonderful programming on public television, but also to experience what it's like to make a video.
Absolutely. And it's a wonderful marriage between public media and education, because you look at kids and they learn very differently today. They're very much more hands-on. Technology is a huge part of their daily lives. And that's in the education system as well. They're looking at technology. They're bringing in smart tablets and all that. And so this is a way to take production, TV, animation, and merge it with education. And so we're just thrilled that the Box of Light organization and WVIA are coming together to help with this. And certainly we encourage kids to get involved because, again, it's a great innovative way to learn new concepts.
Just in case people don't know, we're not just broadcasting and webcasting educational content. We're doing partnerships like this where young people can be active in the education process, but also we are out in schools as well.
Yes, we are. In fact, we have 47 school districts that we interact with and as part of our Enhanced Scholar program. So these are the schools that we, you know, certainly would like to encourage. But I like what you just said, and I want to pick up on that. Kids having a hand in their own education, I think that's really a profound piece of this. And Box of Light is doing a wonderful job of giving kids this unique way, fun way, to be a part of their own education, to be really hands-on and take ownership.
And Kirsten, we have an education section on our website. What will we find there?
Well, if you go to wvia.org and it would be /education, We have a pretty robust education page, but if you scroll down, you'll see that the Educational Film Festival is something that the audience can click on. You can see the entries. I believe you can see the winners from the past. And certainly this year will be no different. We'll be able to feature these entries and celebrate the kids' work.
Kirsten Smith-Doyle, Grants and Education Officer here at VIA Public Media, speaking with us about the station's educational mission and our partnership with Box of Light to host two film festivals for young people, the Educational Film Festival as well as the Sit Next to Me Festival. Rand Whipple takes us into the details.
Box of Light's a digital arts studio. So we're located in Bloomsburg, but we work really throughout the state. We work with teachers and students to teach stop motion animation and film in the classroom. We also have partners we do camps and classes with throughout the year. But we're really a digital arts studio focusing on film and animation. Within the context of a school, we work with teachers who are inundated with technology and told to bring their teaching practices and the schools into the 21st century, but often without a whole lot of training in doing so. So our job is to go in and show activities and say, well, yes, you have stop motion animation. It's a simple process. It's wonderful. It's collaborative. And you can teach math with it. There's everything from frame rate to math subjects you can explore. You can use film to teach language, to script, to write. You can use film and animation projects as team building, social intelligence activities. So our job is to bring these really kind of multifaceted activities that have media fluency and technology and arts and communication into the classroom and help them connect with the teachers and their curriculum. So Box of Light, we're in our almost 20th year now, and we teach children up through adults, but our focus now is film and animation. The idea of the festival works so well, and the partnership with WVIA works so well, because both WVIA and Box of Light are media organizations. We create media, and WVIA broadcasts, where we don't really do that. We do online things, and we post to websites, but we both create media, and we both use media to teach, and we use media as a form of storytelling. So the interest I had in these festivals, both the Educational Film Festival and the Sit Next to Me Festival, are working with students to help them develop their own voices and to use film and animation as a way of speaking, both to look at your world, as we do, are asking them to do in the Sit Next to Me Festival, and also to teach others, as they are doing in the educational film festivals. So Box of Light teaches film, teaches animation, and these festivals are just one way we can sort of connect with classrooms.
Also, the part about communicating, they are able to create their own content, and if they then have a chance to get it on the web through you or through us in this partnership, then they really get a sense of responsibility because they're not just talking to their own classmates or their own family. There is a larger impact to what it is they do, and that it matters that they do it to the best of their ability and in creative ways.
Absolutely. And you and I have talked about this a bit in the past, that there is something about connecting, definitely in these festivals, about connecting young people to the world of their passions. Within the Box of Light world, we call that our big world component, that we want kids to know that in media, you can connect with the world. All you need to be, you have need skills and you need knowledge and talent or the ability to work incredibly hard at it. But if you have a skill and knowledge, then the world will see what you do. And that a student here in Mahanoy City or in Bloomsburg or Wilkes-Barre, they have the world as their audience if they develop those skills and that knowledge. So, yes, absolutely. Part of this festival is also connecting them and having them look at media and the greater world of media and saying to themselves, that's where I belong. I am not just a consumer. I don't just watch what everybody else does. I'm the person who does that. I'm the one who speaks and others listen. And it's so, yes, that's such an important part of the festivals, is to empower those kids to gain knowledge, to share knowledge. And there's also all these wonderful things that happen in your brain when you study a subject and you transform that knowledge into a work of art or a language or a set of moving images. And then there is that engagement that they have when they watch their film 100 times, and that knowledge that they are able to connect with others through their work. So yeah, those are all wonderful parts of this. It's such a, the festivals I love, because they really hit so many things that are good for young people.
Tell us what stop motion animation is and how it gets made.
Stop motion animation is great. Stop motion animation is quite simply taking something, you stop it, and then you take a picture, and you move it a teeny little bit, you stop it, you take a picture. And what we do is, for the kids, they'll usually do 10, 12, 15 frames per second. So as kids are in, you know, in second, third grade classes, they're counting and adding and multiplying frames and frame rates to understand how long their film is going to be. They even have to sort of mathematically figure the arc of a piece of movement as they get better and better at it. So it's quite simply just taking a picture, moving something, taking a picture, and then sequencing those pictures. So it creates movement. Films, 24 frames a second. Digital videos, 29.97 frames per second. I don't know why it's not 30. And stop motion animation for young people tends to be 12 or 15. What happens with your eye when you connect those still images into motion is called persistence of vision. And I always tell the kids, to do it, you must have a vision of persistence, because it takes a while. But fortunately, it's completely active. Kids do not sit. They do not wait for things to happen. They are constantly in action. And that's why it works so well in the classroom, is because you have to have a team in which everybody has a job. People don't have to do the same job. You have your director. You have your kid who's great at doing the narration. Then you have the organizer, and you have the art, the sculptor, and you have the person who's methodical and loves to create those small movements. So it really is a nice activity for all kids, and it teaches them to work together. So stop motion is an educational tool, is a really hands-on, active team-building activity. As a way of creating art, it is sequence still images to create motion.
So we have these skills and they're working on them, but in each of these festivals, there are the same avenues to create a different content.
Yes, most certainly. The Educational Film Festival is in its fourth year, so we're so happy that, you know, this comes back every year, and we have students and schools that keep coming back each year to add their films. And that's a festival that's an online festival. So the students teach. They could teach math or science or how to draw a face. They could teach how to play the piano, how to be a good basketball player, anything they want to teach. And the films are curated, and then we choose for second and third place. We choose honorary mention, and they get placed online. And so kids can go and visit. So the idea of the Educational Film Festival is that kids study a subject. They learn a subject. And then they transform, as I said, that knowledge into a film of some sort, animated or live, it doesn't matter. And then they watch it 100 times because it's their work and they'll do that. And then they'll show it to others and others will learn as well. So the kids are re-engaging in the content constantly. Now that's the Educational Film Festival. The second festival we're doing with WVIA and is The Sit Next to Me. Now, this is the second year of that festival, and that's a diversity-related festival. That festival is a chance for young people, and we say second and not, but we actually had a preschool class who contributed a wonderful film last year, and it can go up to adults. The idea is that people who are submitting films think about and create a film that explores the challenges and the opportunities of the simple fact that we are really different, and how we can work together, how we live together. And it doesn't have to be like, oh, it's a wonderful thing, we just need to like each other. These kids really thought about their films last year, and the variety of films submitted were as diverse as the topic. For example, last year we had a wonderful film about somebody on the autism spectrum, and we had another created by some middle schoolers, one of whose sister was on the autism spectrum. So we had sort of that. We had a wonderful animated film from the Children's Museum in Bloomsburg about cultural clash that took place on another planet. We had some high schoolers that dealt with some gender issues in a very serious, very thoughtful way. We had film on stuttering. The Life Skills group class from Warrior Run High School created a wonderful film called Kickball, in which they say, well, life's like kickball. You've got a team. Some are fast, some are slow, some pitch, some kick, some just cheer and are great people because of that. And it takes everybody to make this team. And they ended with this question, like, so who do you let play on your team? And then one of the ones I just loved was from a preschool class who decided that they wanted to tell people that not all sea monsters are bad and that they may look scary and it may be a monster, but actually, you get to know it, maybe it's not so bad. So we had that wonderful variety of topics in the festival last year, and I think we'll have it again this year. The films are not kind of finger-wagging. Nobody did that. The films are funny, weird, thoughtful, sad, challenging, and bizarre by turns. And that's what we want, a wonderful, diverse set of films.
What do you suggest that people who are hearing us do now?
Well, there's several things they can do. One is, if they're interested in especially stop-motion animation, they go to the boxoflight.org site, and you look for learning and one of the tabs. And we have a whole course in animation up there. It teaches you how to set up your camera, how to do smooth movement, how to lay in your sound, and how to create dramatic structure, because that's very, very important in a film. So we have an online component, and we're starting to add more and more clips, also teaching live-action filmmaking as well, so that they can go for tutorials there. They also can contact Box of Light. We can go into their schools. We have a studio in Bloomsburg, and we have school groups who come into that studio to spend half a day or a day creating films and learning how to create films. And the third way is for middle and high school kids. And that is, this year we have a script competition for the Sit Next to Me Festival. And because the Sit Next to Me Festival has a public showing, the educational is an online festival, but the Sit Next to Me, we wanted these films to have an audience in the room watching and sharing these films. We also knew that to do that, you've got to have longer films, and you really have to be sure that the quality of these films is such that it will sustain an audience for an hour or so. You didn't want them to go, oh, that was a really nice idea, but boy, I'm not going to come back next year because, boy, those were nice kids and nice attempt at films, but it's all kind of new and not all the work. So we want to be sure that we mentor people in the Sit Next to Me Festival. One of the ways we're doing that this year is we have a script competition for middle and high school students, and what they have to do is they just submit a script for a film that's 5 to 8 minutes long. We'll have a panel choose the 6 films that will be chosen to actually be mentored by Box of Light staff so that the kids will be sure their film is in the festival, and we will make sure these films are done well, and we will shepherd them through the process. That doesn't mean if you submit a film that's not been a script that's been submitted, it won't be in the festival. Absolutely not. Actually, every film will be shown in some part. So if you've submitted a film, some part of your film in a montage or some part will be seen in the showing. And then after that, it will be online as well. So we're offering online tools. We are able to go to schools. And we have some funding that allows us to defray costs for schools who will go into their classroom or let them come to us. So if people are interested in that, teachers or educators, they should just contact Box of Light through our website. People who are interested in these competitions or learning more about how to make films, go to boxoflight.org, www.boxoflight.org. They can also email us at boxoflight@me, that's me.com.
I love the way you put it, and I hope you won't mind saying it again, mm-hmm. that it has to do with quality screen time and that it's not all screens all the time.
Yes, and I think I mentioned last year, but I feel it's really important to say that if a kid gets into a world like a gaming world or something, They engage with those kids who do that gaming world. So it's sort of a closed loop. They talk to kids who do it, and it all filters back to the game. If you create a film and you put it online and people see it, or even not online, but people see that it's expanding, the kids, you know, parents see it, grandparents, teachers, and they go back to that child, and they don't say, oh, just one thing. They say they acknowledge the kids that they did it. They have the quality with which it's done. The kids get so much feedback in a positive way about that. The other thing is, Erica, I mean, everybody knows this is a time where we need to understand media. We need to understand how it's made. We need to understand how it's used well and how it can be used not so well. And so even though these kids are young, I think they are working in, as they work in media as creators, they're also learning how to use it healthily and understand how it is used. And that, I think, is as important now as it has ever, ever been. So that's another part of this festival that I think in the partnership between WPI and Box of Light, you know, we, again, as media organizations, we know how important that is.
Rand Whipple, founding director of Box of Light, a digital arts center in Bloomsburg, and Kirsten Smith-Doyle, grants and education officer at VIA Public Media, speaking with us about two film festivals for young people, the Educational Film Festival as well as the Sit Next to Me Festival. There are submission deadlines approaching, and we have those for you. March 1st, the script competition submissions are due, and that is connected to the Sit Next to Me Festival. So March 1st, anyone interested should submit a script for the script competition. The Educational Film Festival submissions are due March 18th. Then the judging takes place, and winners and so forth. That will all culminate in an April 1st online posting. So the Educational Film Festival will go live online April 1st. Then you have more time to create Sit Next to Me films. The Sit Next to Me Film Festival submissions are due May 18th. And then there will be that screening Rand spoke of, and everybody will be in the room to see the films. That's June 1st, Sit Next to Me Film Festival showing screenings June 1st. We just remind you that deadlines are March 1st, 18th, and 18th of May for submissions, and you can find all of that information online. Boxoflight.org, boxoflight.org, and or wvia.org/education. Boxoflight.org or wvia.org. Two film festivals for young people. The Educational Film Festival submissions are due March 18th, and the Sit Next to Me Film Festival submissions are due May 18th, but the scripts for those films, they're due March 1st. Boxoflight.org or wvia.org.